And here we are live on the internet through BBS Radio. Good evening to you all, or whatever time of the day it is for you. Another Monday evening win-free hour, and tonight we have our special guest, Dr. Ron Drucker from Florida with us. We had him a few weeks ago. I guess it was a few weeks ago. And I'm very excited to hear him speak again to win and to see what he has to say. We are still waiting for Wynn to be present over here. So let us hang in there. We had more people joined in here on the phone line, as this is a simulcast with a conference call, as usual. I welcome you. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Hello. Hi. This is Anna, Kent, Washington.
Hi, Anna. Good evening. Welcome.
Thank you.
Terry, do you know about Wynn, his whereabouts?
Yeah, he should be there in just a minute.
All right.
Yeah, because he was after me to use the skin okay. line, so I'm already
on. All right. So anyone else that joined in wants to announce themselves, feel free to do so. But only if you want to. Good evening to the next caller. For being here, please say a name and location.
Roger in Austin.
Roger, good evening and welcome.
Good evening.
Who else joined in? Please say your name and location.
Hello.
Hello, welcome. Wynn?
Hi, Wynn.
It's Wynn, yeah.
Thank you for being here, Wynn. We have Dr. Ron Drucker with us live, and we are live on BBS Radio.
What's he doing here?
I just stumbled in off the street.
I can't throw them off, can I?
Hey, man, it was cold outside, you know?
Well, you're in Florida, though.
I'm talking about your street.
Oh, okay. All right. And is Terry here?
Yeah, it was like a summer day here. In the 70s.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Hey, do you guys notice Terry's tone of voice, how good it is?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Getting better and
sounds
better.
Sounds better.
Yeah. Every day is getting better. She's eating bitcoins for breakfast.
You know what I heard recently, that Cheerios is not the best breakfast of champions because it has a very high glyphosate content.
Mm-hmm.
Well, stop using big words on us until I start the recorder.
Cheerios? Like, are you talking about Cheerios?
Cheerios. Is that a big word, Cheerios?
glycophytes.
Roundup.
Yeah.
Read something about that.
They spray the crops with Roundup as soon as they're 3 days from being ripe, so they get ripe consistently, which is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Are you talking about the Cheerios?
Yeah, Cheerios. For some reason, has a very high content of these nasty pesticides. Yeah, and you would think not. You know, it doesn't have much sugar, and you know, it doesn't have a. Like anything doesn't like not a funny color or anything. You wouldn't suspect it. You know.
Then from you.
I should.
Yes.
Okay.
Does anybody have any kind of organic O's?
I would bet you there's nobody on this call that eats Cheerios. How many of you eat Cheerios? There we go. Silence reigns.
It's just a warning.
Okay, just in case. I mean, if it's true for Cheerios, I wouldn't be surprised if it was true for
Wheaties and everything else.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
all that garbage.
Yeah. But you know what? I can't even remember the names of these cereals anymore. So that's, I'm in good shape. All right.
Keep the lines open, Wynn, or you're going to mute the lines before we start the recording?
Well, everybody's really quiet today, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll keep them open until right. Chris gets on. Until Chris gets on. Chris, are you on the line?
Huh? No, not here.
Okay.
29.
All right.
This conference is being recorded.
This is January 29th, 2018, Wynn and Terry in Sedona, and we have our special guest, Dr. Ron Drucker, here tonight, and this is his second appearance, and he's one of the people that I give credit for Terry's improving health, continually improving health, and I discovered him by doing searches on the internet, which I did for quite a few months. And he came up as an alternative doctor that had some breakthrough solutions for problems. And he was doing free consultations with people. And I said, what do I got to lose? So I called him up. And we talked to him, and then he talked to Terry, and actually, he stayed on the case with Terry ever since we first started, and Terry has noticed some serious improvements as a result of doing what Dr. Drucker recommended. And Terry, do you want to share some of the things you noticed with Dr. Drucker's protocol?
The digestion got a lot better. And when the digestion got better, I no longer, got sick after eating. And I was able to start putting on weight. My body is like, oh, it's getting nutrition finally, and it's putting on weight now, and I'm getting stronger.
All right. Now, some of you on the line might have personal issues that you're dealing with, okay? Terry, do me a favor. Write these things down. Because I'm not going to have him answer them right at this moment. But as we get into the call, we'll go through them and say, what would you recommend for somebody that has this or that or the other thing? And keep in mind, you can call him up with a follow-up as well. But I think we're unmuted. So anyone have an issue that you'd like Dr. Drucker to cover?
I do.
Who is that?
This is Judy in Camp Verde, Arizona.
Judy, okay. Okay.
Hi. Adrenal.
You know what?
What?
Do you notice how many people rush forward? I have a free doctor on the line. You're the first person, okay?
Well, I've been wanting to ask this for a long time.
Go ahead.
I've been going to an herbalist in Sedona for a couple of years now, and she's very highly intuitive, and she told me that one of the things that was wrong with me and why I had such low energy was because my adrenal glands, you know, on the kidneys were malfunctioning, and I would like to know how to correct that problem. I don't know what to really do.
Don't answer that now. Dr.
No,
Drucker.
I know.
Terry, did you write that down, Terry?
Write this down?
Adrenal gland problem.
That's what I said. I said before. I said, Terry, write these down.
Okay.
Okay. Did you get a question?
Thank you.
Okay. Now, who else has an issue they would like to cover?
Maybe I should wait for Wednesday. Call?
Pardon me?
Maybe I should wait till Wednesday's call?
No, we're going to, this is not a channeled answer. This is going to be a professional therapist healer answer.
I do have a question.
Yeah.
If there are any recommendations to prevent snoring at nighttime.
Okay. Did you write that down, Terry?
Yeah. How about rheumatoid arthritis?
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Any particular... Bonnie, is it for you?
Yes.
Any particular symptoms?
Just swelling and... I'm not sure what to call it, but... pain, that's the symptom. But, I mean, I got, like, these huge knuckles and... I don't know, it creates these, I don't know if it's calcium deposits that create this, I have trouble with my knees, and recently I've been having trouble with my elbows. Thank you.
Anyone else?
Yes.
This is...
I would like to ask about inflammation, sensitivity, and also, oh my God, I forgot the third one. But inflammation would be a really big one. Inflammation and the best ways to combat inflammation in the body, and also
where's the say more about the inflammation. Is it like how's it manifesting symptomatically?
Well, most inflammation manifests in the human body through diet. So whether it's corn or dairy, because a lot of people have sensitivities to this. And so I think just if there was a better way to mitigate inflammation or a better way to...
But how does it show up in your body? What do you feel?
Oh,
where is it inflamed?
I just get puffiness.
What is it?
Puffiness. I get puffy fluffiness is what it looks like on my body.
Puffiness in your face?
In my whole body will look just puffy, like, and it could mm-hmm. either be salt or it could be inflammation, but it's really interesting, and it only happens with certain foods, so I avoid mm-hmm. those foods now. But
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Could it be allergies, you think?
I don't know, because it seems to be very new.
Okay.
So I don't
we'll bring you on again if just hang in there. I'm going to mute everybody, but I'll unmute you when he addresses that. Okay. And
Wait!
What's the name of the person I was just talking to?
It's Mike Diaz.
Oh, Mike! I forgot your voice all this time. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Thank you, Mike. And that was Anna, right? Coming in.
Yes. If any suggestions to help with cigarette smoking, stopping cigarette smoking.
Okay, we'll get to that, maybe. Otherwise, keep in mind, if we don't get to your question, then you can always call directly, okay? Call Dr. Drucker's number directly, and he will talk to you. Anyone else?
Yeah,
one more.
Root canal versus tooth extraction with one of the roots are already calcified.
Mm-hmm. And who is that?
This is Shirley.
Shirley? You know, I'll tell you something. Terry and I have been dealing with our teeth, and we have some expensive stuff to do, and I have been managing to keep my teeth, and I think Terry's teeth, at least not getting any worse and stopping the infection, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what we're doing. Now, I don't think I'm putting this off forever, okay? But maybe I am. And then I found people talking about tooth remineralization, where you actually grow calcium back on your tooth. And the things that I'm doing is I am doing, I have my little ozone generator. I put the I put the tube in my mouth, but I leave my lips open, so I just don't blow up like a balloon. And just for a very short time, like a minute or two, I let the ozone all over my teeth, and it, you know, it penetrates through every little crevice, and it seems to stop the infection. Okay.
Thank you.
Another thing I'm doing is something called oil pulling. And I looked that up on the internet. It's basically you put oil in your mouth and swish it around for about a minute. And people have amazing results with it, okay?
Okay.
And the third thing I'm doing is I'm using a product
kind of oil are you talking about?
Look it up, okay? I mean, I'm buying something. I forget the name of what I'm buying. It's very cheap. $12. $12. And it's... Jerry, do you have that oil pulling bottle near you?
No.
Oil pulling needs to be done for 10 minutes.
You're supposed to do it for 10 minutes, yeah.
Coconut
Did I say
oil?
A minute? Coconut oil is one of the oils, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
But you don't just take it. You swish it around your teeth.
Yeah.
But there were other oils that also worked. Coconut oil was one of them, okay? And then there's this one company that has a blend of oils that I use. And the third thing is a product of Joel Wallach. It's about $40. It's for bones and teeth, and it's kind of very good tasting powder that you mix with water that might remineralize the teeth somewhat and the bones, particularly if you have aching bones. But I don't remember the name of it. Osteo something. But I'll tell you before we're finished. And on that note, we're going to mute everybody. Okay.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
And let's start with talking to Ron Drucker. And Ron seems to be an expert on a lot of things, and he's very knowledgeable. Ron, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm right here.
Yeah. You're very knowledgeable about herbs, correct?
Well, I mean, I've been studying them for about 40 years.
Right. Okay. Well, herbs. You're knowledgeable about supplements, all kinds of supplements, and the best quality ones to get, right?
Well, that's about 50 years.
50 years, okay. And finally, you have this breakthrough product that you've been working with for quite a few years that does something that nothing else does, and you watched a lot of people fix really chronic problems with it. It is expensive. But I'm developing more and more confidence in it. When we first started, we bought a jar of it. It's called Digesticure. And Terry, Dr. Drucker was guiding Terry through a routine. Now, just keep in mind that Terry was not extremely high energy when she started this. And the first thing he told her to do was to go on a 4-day fast with vegetable juice only, drinking as much as she wanted. And
water.
And water. and to get her system in a healing mode. And I, quite frankly, I was a little concerned because I thought she was so weak. Was that really a good idea? But she did it. And as soon as the end of the 4 days was, then he gave her a fairly specific, restricted diet and taking the Digesticure. And immediately, Terry started digesting her food, and she started having more energy. And in fact, she had prior to this, she barely had an appetite. And those of you who are familiar with St. Catherine, who we are sure Terry is the incarnation of, would know that St. Catherine died of, what's it called when you don't eat?
Malnutrition.
Well, that's the result. You know, it's what Karen Carpenter had, okay?
You mean anorexia.
Anorexia, exactly,
anorexia.
Right.
Anorexia.
And for a period of time, she was doing that. Her main diet was wine and bread.
Right.
What's that? The Eucharist, right.
Yeah.
And it's interesting that Jim, some of you know who Jim is. He was coming to our calls for a while. I'm convinced that Jim was a guy by the name of Raymond, who the Catholic, he looks like Raymond, and he acts like Raymond. The Catholic Church, he was kind of like the hitman for the church, going around looking for people who were the devil, that were screwing churches over. So they sent Raymond to check St. Catherine out, and the two of them became really good friends, and Terry thinks they were both getting drunk together with Eucharist, right? And, you know, before we knew any of this, Jim ended up in our house and was living here. And he was really hard for me to be around. But Terry liked him. And Jim happened to have a background as a chef. And he immediately started cooking for Terry all the time and doting on her. Can I help you, dear? What do you need for dinner? And I thought he was a gigolo. Maybe he was part gigolo. I don't know.
Well, I hadn't eaten or drunk any water for 8 days. And then he arrived and he said, can I give you some of this treat here?
Yeah.
I'd say no. And after a couple of days, it's like, well, okay, a little bit.
So a year later, after Jim was here for a year, I was reading more about St. Catherine, and I was trying to figure out who could have been holding the energy for her when she was channeling in the church. And I thought maybe it was me, but I discovered Raymond, and Raymond was not me. Raymond looked like Jim, and
yeah.
And the more I studied Raymond. Now Jim will never agree to this. Okay, Jim doesn't even agree that reincarnation is real. So there's no hope for that. But nonetheless, it was interesting. It's very interesting to know somebody's track, to know who somebody was, to know who somebody else was that was in their life. And when you read about the people, And by the way, any of you that are interested, go do a search on St. Catherine of Siena, Raymond, and you'll find that when Catherine died, Raymond wrote her biography, and he got sainted for that. So it was fascinating. And Jim happened to be a writer. In fact, Jim was writing short stories while he was here, and Gary was reading them. And it's just fascinating to know people, who they were in this life and another life. And those of you who have been on the calls remember Jim when he was coming in. And you can read about Raymond and Catherine, and you'll see the analogies between Terry and you may see it with Jim. In any case, what I want to do is I want to ask Dr. Drucker, what is this mysterious product, Digesticure, which does such miraculous things for people, and that apparently it's not out there. It's not, you know, a product that's commonly known, and yet you're experiencing these amazing results. So what's in it, and how does it work?
Okay. I'm going to tell you what it is, and then I'll be a little more practical about it. It's actually a very high concentration of over 1,000 different individual biomolecules that all come from nature. They're completely organic, totally safe, no additives, no preservatives. They're essential. Unfortunately, because of what's happened to the environment, the seeds, the food supply, the soil, et cetera, I go into great detail in my book because there's lots of reasons why it's much worse than what most people think. Because of that, the soil and the plants just don't have literally thousands of biomolecules that used to be there as little as 70, 80, 100 years ago. So what's happening is...
Tell me, what is a biomolecule?
Well, in other words, it's a natural molecule. It's not something synthetic out of a laboratory. You know what I mean? In other words,
it's something natural.
When I like a biological molecule, something that nature creates, right?
It's natural.
And there's literally thousands of them that just aren't available anymore. So what myself and a number of other scientists over the last 40 years, I was only involved in the last 25 years, but anyway, it's been going on for 40 years, the search for these substances that would literally regenerate a healthy immune system. Now, it turns out that when you take these thousands of different biomolecules in sufficient quantities, they literally nourish every cell in your body. The cells respond favorably. They take in nutrients more efficiently. They throw off waste products more efficiently. Even insulin works better, so you absorb all your nutrients better. Even the endocrine glands, which produce all your hormones, and they have to push them out into the bloodstream, they have to pass through the cell membrane in order to do that. So even your endocrine system works more efficiently. Now, on top of that, and more specifically when it comes to the immune system itself, because now you have the proper identifying molecules on the surface of your cells. So what does that mean? It means the immune system no longer misidentifies your own tissues as a foreign invader. When that occurs, apropos of what one of your guests was asking, chronic inflammation goes away because that comes from a dysfunctional immune system. Autoimmune diseases disappear. Allergies disappear because that's the autoimmune attack of a misfiring immune system. That stops completely. Now, in some people, it stops in 3 or 4 months. Some people, it might take a year. But it will turn off, average about 6 to 8 months for most people. You'll feel better along the way, but you'll get a complete resolution as a rule within a year. Now that the immune system is no longer attacking you or your own tissues, and the chronic inflammation goes away, which, as you know, is at the root of most disease,
another remarkable thing occurs, and that is that now the immune system can do its proper job, which is to protect you against bacteria, viruses, cancer, parasites, fungi, slow wound healing, et cetera, because really, if you think about it, it's only the immune system that protects you against disease or can heal any tissues. You see, it's always the immune system that will save mm-hmm. your life or will heal you or will prevent illness. There's not, you know, drugs can treat symptoms and they could save your life in a medical emergency, especially in the hands of a talented, you know, emergency room doctor or some such, or maybe a good surgeon. But after the operation, it's your immune system that's going to heal everything and prevent bacterial infections or whatever the case may be. So it's always the immune system, and that's basically what we're doing. We're basically feeding and nourishing the immune system substances, all natural, that you cannot get anymore, not in the finest organic food, not in the finest organic gardens are these things available anymore. That's how bad things have gotten. So when you take them, they nourish every cell in your body, the cells respond favorably, and the immune system starts working properly again.
The immune system, if you were going to define the immune system, where is the immune system? Is it in the blood?
That's a very interesting question, because the immune system is ubiquitous. Now, what does that mean? It means the immune system or parts of it are throughout your entire body. Let me give you some examples. The brain, for example, everyone knows that the brain is made of neurons, right, nerve cells. What most people don't know, and only the scientists will ever really tell you, is that two-thirds of the cells in your brain are called glial cells. Glial cells are immune system cells. Two-thirds of your brain is really immune tissue. I'll give you another example. In lining the intestinal tract are these lymph nodes. They're called Peyer's patches. And there's hundreds of them. And these lymph nodes literally protect you from any toxins in the food or bacteria or viruses or foreign materials. And they do a very good job if your immune system is working properly, of course. Now, that's 80% of your immune system is literally in these lymph nodes that are lining the intestinal tract. Now, you've got also lymph nodes under your armpits, in your groin, down your leg and arms. You've got in your neck, of course, you have lymph nodes. You've also got an organ called the spleen. The spleen is almost all white cells, which are immune cells. Now, in addition to that, you've got a thymus gland in the center of your chest. That's called the master gland of the immune system. Your immune system is all over the place. I'll give you another example. Whenever you're exposed to a bacteria, virus, fungi, parasite, whatever it may be, some toxic material, some foreign organism that can be deadly to us or can cause disease, your immune system will make antibodies to it. Those antibodies are literally liquid proteins that are circulating in your bloodstream. They're in your lymphatic tissues. Really, they can go almost at any part of your body. And they literally help protect you against bacteria, parasite, even cancer cells. So it's the immune system is all over your body. It's all over. Every drop of blood normally has thousands of immune cells in it, thousands.
So in other words, the immune system is a whole series of areas of your body which detect invaders that are not good for you and yes. are able to destroy them before they destroy you, okay?
Yes, as long as your immune system is healthy and functional. Unfortunately, today, and for many, many decades, it's not just that the food supply has been damaged so severely. It's not just that you can't get these nutrients, although that's a major factor. But what about vaccinations that are very full of poison and very disrupting to our immune systems? What about the overuse and abuse of antibiotics, which is detrimental to our digestive tract and our immune system, of course? What about toxins? What about chlorinated, fluoridated water? What about the 100,000 chemicals that didn't exist 100 years ago? What about all the stress we have today? There's a lot of things attacking your immune system. But it turns out that with a little common sense and the use of these immune modulators, you can literally heal your immune system. You can finally get a strong immune, a healthy immune system again.
Mm-hmm. Now, how many people have you worked on with this product, approximately?
Well, when you say worked on, you know, there's only so many people I've seen personally. Of course, I've been in healthcare since I was a medical technologist at age 19, which was 49 and a half years ago. So you can imagine I've seen thousands and thousands of patients personally. But the company that provides the immune modulators, plus what I've done, it's over 100,000 people that we've helped in the last, let's just say, roughly 20-something years. So there's a, I mean, we're not guessing anymore. Now, if you spoke to me 20 years ago, although I would have suggested this for various things, and I would have encouraged you, I wouldn't have had the certainty that I have now, 20 years later, or 20-some-odd years later, because of all the thousands, tens of thousands of people that either I've seen in person or have told me over the phone or on the internet or the thank you letters and whatnot about all the wonderful things that have happened to them after they started taking the modulators.
And I would imagine a lot of these people thought their circumstances were hopeless.
Yeah, some people, they had stage 3-4 kidney failure, stage 3-4 cancer, although I don't like to talk about cancer too much. It's a political hot potato. But, or, well, how about something more common? What about Hashimoto's, you know, hypothyroidism, or maybe lupus or rheumatoid arthritis, like someone mentioned? These are autoimmune conditions, colitis, ulcerative colitis, chronic fatigue syndrome. There's dozens and dozens of these diseases, and getting more prevalent all the time. And by the way, they're all dysfunctional immune system diseases. Most of them are autoimmune diseases. Some of them are immune suppression. But the modulators are fantastic because, see, they heal both sides of your immune system, not just the one that's overactive, causing allergies and autoimmune conditions and chronic inflammation, but they also heal the other side of the immune system, which is there to protect you against diseases like cancer and even the flu or the common cold. So it's remarkable. See, these are not, strictly speaking, immune boosters or immune suppressors. They literally normalize the immune system. But you see, we've lost track of how powerful and how amazing our immune system is. In fact, in my book called The Code of Life, which you can get from my website, drrondrucker.com, that book actually has a chapter, I think it's chapter 7. It's called The Amazing Immune System. You see, when you go to the doctor doesn't say, look, do this, do that, do this, get your immune system strong and your body will heal you. The doctor says, no, take this drug and we'll treat your symptom. And the doctor might say, it's all in your head. Or the doctor might say, you're just going to have expensive urine. Or the doctor might say, well, there is no cure for your condition. Because, you know, they medically, they don't have any cures for these conditions. You know?
Now, you have not only worked with thousands of people or been aware of thousands of people, you have actually given lectures on this to alternative doctors or whatever, correct?
Well, yeah. About 6 months ago, I was a guest speaker at the Dr. C. Norman Shealy International Summit out in Kansas City. He invited me out there. In fact, I was one of the about 20 guest speakers. There were doctors and scientists from all over. It was a fabulous meeting. Yeah, I gave them an hour lecture on autoimmune diseases, immune dysfunction, and immune modulation. I also teach various doctors. For example, I'm going to be speaking on February the I think it's the 18th of this coming up in Orlando in front of the Florida Chiropractic Physicians Association. I'll be giving a 2-hour continuing education seminar on the same subject: immune dysfunction, autoimmune diseases, and immune modulation. But I've been doing this for years. I attend various medical seminars and, you know, congresses. I'm really doing my best to get the word out there. You see, I really believe that I've discovered the holy grail of natural health care, and it's completely safe, totally non-toxic. It's so safe you can give it to a pregnant woman or a newborn baby. There's no side effects. So, obviously, there's ways to take it, and there are things you can do to make them work even better. But it's non-toxic. It's safe. There's no side effects. There's no toxicity. And they actually work because they normalize your immune system. See, there's no drug in the world, excuse me, that can normalize your immune system. None.
You guys may not know who Dr. Norman Shealy is, but I do. Terry and I were all into alternative health when we first met, and we were aware of Dr. Shealy, and he's kind of a very far out alternative guy. He's older now. He's probably not practicing, but he has an interest in natural healing and has actually worked with healers everywhere. And even recently, Kimberly, you heard about Kimberly, and Kimberly went to where he was, Missouri, I believe, and he tested her and was astounded by what he found out. How did Dr. Shealy know he could trust recommending you?
Well, what happened was we both attended, just sheer coincidence, out in San Diego about 2 years ago, we both attended a medical conference on biophotomodulation, which is the common term is light therapy or laser therapy, but now the new term is called biophotomodulation because it literally learns about and teaches about the effects of light and different electromagnetic wavelengths on the human body. And I was interested in that because of a number of reasons. I don't want to get to all of it, but there were some other doctors I wanted to meet out there and whatnot. And one morning I went down to get breakfast, and who do I see but Dr. Shealy? He's sitting having breakfast with another doctor, and I just couldn't help but say, hey, Dr. Shealy, you know, it's so nice to meet you, because, you know, he's a world-famous incredible. He's the father of holistic medicine. I mean, you know, I'm getting the goosebumps just thinking about actually meeting someone like this. And we got to talking, and I gave him a copy of my book, and he said, okay, join me for breakfast. So the three of us are sitting there, we're having breakfast. An hour and a half later, we're still talking. Then the next day, because it was a three-day conference, we had two breakfasts that lasted an hour and a half each. Because we had so much information to share. I was like, I've met a long lost brother, you know. And then, and then on the third day, I actually gave a little mini presentation on the immune system to him and about five or six other doctors in one of the rooms. And we were having so much fun sharing all this knowledge, you know. So then of course he read the book. And after that, he said, come on out. He invited me out to speak on the immune system, on the immune and the immune modulators.
Mm-hmm. Great. And I think we've gone through a good overview of this product. But I want to note, I know that when Dr. Drucker talks to people, he recommends other things as well. He's recommended some fairly inexpensive things like biotin. Was that right, Terry?
Betaine. Yeah,
He has really good companies. He has a lot of knowledge at his disposal. And, you know, the one thing that I don't like about Digesticure, it's not that I don't like it, but I know people are on a budget, and it's expensive, and it's something that you have to take for, you know, as you said earlier, like 3 months, okay? It's about $150
to a year. Keep it up.
Yeah, about $150 a month. And so if you could get a guarantee in writing that it's going to fix you, I don't think people would hesitate.
Well, okay. Can I just say a couple of things? First of all, I only recommend other things if they're really needed. It's amazing how many people don't need anything else as long as they're taking reasonably good care of themselves. They don't need to take a handful of vitamins. They don't need all kinds of supplements. In the case of Terry, she was in desperate straits. I mean, she did need a little extra support here and there, particularly with her digestion. But some people, you know, their digestion is okay, and they don't need those things.
So it goes. I mean, it may be. Sometimes I don't. I don't have to recommend a single other thing except the immune modulators. Then there are mm-hmm. other people that do need a few. Some other things. But it's usually very simple. It's a small list of things. Typically, it's not a whole bunch of things. And not only that, but there are people who can't get it at a lower price. Now, I don't sell it, but there are people that can get it at a lower price. They have bulk discounts. They have professional discounts for healthcare professionals. So, again, it's a little misleading to say that I recommend supplements or that it's $150 a month, because in some cases it's not. It's less.
Mm-hmm.
If someone's on a budget, can they take half a dose
every day?
I know, but I just wanted to finish the point. So, you see, if the therapeutic dosage is only until their symptoms are gone or their blood tests become normal. Once that's the case, they can drop down to a maintenance dose of 2 or 3 capsules a day, which a bottle lasts 3-4 months. It becomes a trivial expense, trivial.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you're talking about literally getting rid of chronic degenerative diseases that the medical people have no cures for whatsoever. I don't mm-hmm. think that's expensive. I think, I mean, if you bought 5 or 6 or 7 bottles within, say, a year or even in 6 or 7 months, I mean, and you got rid of a life-threatening, devastating disease that was ruining your life. I mean, is that really expensive? I think that's cheap.
It is cheap. But, you know, everyone is concerned. Hindsight is 20/20 vision. And people, I will tell you, I did search this out on the Internet. I searched Digesticure, and I found some independent websites, not a company website, but independent websites where people talk about products and how it helped them. And on those websites, the percentage of people that were helped was probably 10 times greater that were making comments than the people that were not helped by the product, which was very impressive to me. That was like an independent kind of verification that it was real. Now, we got 5 minutes left. Terry, let's hear some of the things let's start with Bonnie and rheumatoid arthritis.
Okay, well, so yes, I was thinking about those conditions. First of all, rheumatoid arthritis, as you know, is an autoimmune condition. In about 8 months, you should be 90 to 100% better. Now, you don't have to do a lot of different things. Basically, just get on the immune modulators, stay in touch with me, call me every 60 days with a progress report. We will turn off the condition. The only joints I cannot promise that will not come back are those that are currently totally destroyed. Any joints that are not completely destroyed should be more or less completely normal within approximately 8 months. Now, as far as the person with the... let me see. That was one. The other one was there was a snoring. Well, snoring. Here's the thing. You know, some of these conditions are have different causes or can have multiple causes. So I would much rather talk about some of these other conditions if they would just call me. Let me give out my phone. It's 954-547-0487. 954-547-0487. Call me. I'll talk more specifically. Rheumatoid arthritis is not difficult. It's so easy. Basically, the immune modulators just knock it out in about 8 months. You'll see improvements along the way, of course. What was the other question? Cigarettes. I have a great idea for someone to put cigarette smoking cessation. In fact, there's a way they can kind of, they can actually continue to use some nicotine and satisfy their cravings. And if actually in a perfectly safe manner, I can tell them how to do that. What else? The snoring, I'd like to talk to that person because I want to figure out, I want to do a differential diagnosis. Adrenal malfunction, I'd like to do a differential diagnosis there. There is a condition called Addison's disease, which is autoimmune, and that can knock out your adrenals. But there are other complicating factors. I'd like to speak to that person more individually.
like I say, if it's a clear-cut autoimmune condition, the immune modulators will take care of it with just a little common sense. And just call me every couple of months. If it's any other condition, well, just call me. We'll just talk about it.
Terry, is there any others there that we missed?
Root canal versus tooth extraction.
Oh, yes. Well, now, that's another, you know, that's a lengthy discussion. That's not something you can take care of in like 2 minutes on the phone. But again, just call me and we'll discuss it.
Mm-hmm. You never heard of any of the things that I talked about, did you?
Well, ozone, sure. Ozone's been around. You know, I'll tell you, you don't have to use an ozone machine, although they're great. What's wrong with just using hydrogen peroxide in a water pick? It's you know, so everybody doesn't have an ozone machine. You know?
Right. Well, Terry is doing that. Her dentist recommended it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I have a question, Wayne. Can I ask you?
Yeah, go ahead.
Dr. Drucker, I've been hearing over the years people talk about, they say everybody's got viruses and latent viruses and parasites
oh, yeah.
and all sorts of things in their body. And would those immune modulators eliminate those?
Yes, the immune modulators, yes. They're antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal, anti-cancer, and anti-parasitic. Many people that take it, let's say they might be taking it for, say, lupus or rheumatoid arthritis or colitis or some other condition, and they'll call me and they'll actually tell me that they can see that they're getting rid of parasites. They didn't even know they had it. But the immune modulator is driving them out of their body.
Now, I know one of the ingredients in the immune modulator, as I recall, was aloe vera. Is that correct? Or a derivative of aloe vera?
Well, yes, it's correct to this degree. What we did was we took a particular species of the finest aloe barbadensis we could find, and we selectively bred it to produce massive amounts of the immune modulators. It's a complex process. It has to be done under certain growing conditions. But anyway. And what happened was we get a concentrate that is extraordinarily powerful. You can't get it. You can't get it at the health food store. You're not going to grow it in your own backyard. But yes, that is true. Although it's a very specialized version thereof. It's not the kind that you're going to see in a supermarket or a health food store.
Okay.
Ask another quick question. Do you still need to get? Do you believe in the theory of the like 90 essential nutrients, minerals, and vitamins? And do you still need to supplement those, even if you're on the immune modulators?
Well, here's the thing. The answer is probably not 1 in 100 people do that, but they still get better. Now, that's not to say that if I had my dreams come true. That I wouldn't have everybody taking every single nutrient under the sun, moon, and stars that would be beneficial for them. But from a practical standpoint, you don't have to take handfuls of vitamins. You're still going to get better. You see, the major problem we have today is a dysfunctional immune system. That's not to say that people shouldn't take a good multivitamin mineral or get some fresh sunshine or a good night's sleep or use other, you know, proper hygiene and whatnot and stay away from junk food. You know, obviously these things are helpful, and I would support anyone in doing that. But if you become a health nut and take every mineral and every vitamin you can imagine, that's not going to cure you of your autoimmune condition. It's the immune modulators that are going to cure you. And the reason I say this is because without them, you don't have the building blocks of a healthy immune system. You see? And that's why I encourage you to read my book, The Code of Life, from drrondrucker.com. So you'll see, it's not just me saying this. There's hundreds of scientists all over the world saying this. And I document it very thoroughly in my book with over 100 scientific references.
What's the name of the book again?
It's called The Code of Life. Get it from drrondrucker.com, drrondrucker.com, or give me a call. I'm happy to discuss any of this with you. You see, people, you ever hear the expression, one man's food is another man's poison?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
You see, and there are some people that don't need a whole lot of nutrition, and they can be incredibly healthy. Other people, they need a lot of nutrition to be healthy. It's not a one-size-fits-all. It just really isn't. But I'll tell you this. We all need the immune modulators. I'll tell you that much. They are essential, and you're not getting them. And the finest bio, what do they call it? When it's beyond organic, when they, they use organic fertilizers and they make sure everything's just so. Even that today doesn't even have these. That's how bad the environment, the seeds, et cetera, are. But it's all in my book. It's all documented in the book, The Code of Life.
Great.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Dr. Drucker. This is great information. I appreciate it.
All right. It's my pleasure. Anyone can call me anytime, 954-547-0487. I do not charge for my time. I do like to get a success report when you're better, if you don't mind, but that's really all I ask.
All callers are muted.